Nottingham Castle. In his quarters, the sheriff fumbles around in a cage until he plucks out a bird.
Ah! Gizmo. Hold it, bird. Yeah, come on. Give him some love. Hmm?
Poor thing.
It is poetry, though. Isn't it? Cage bird. A creature that would fly free absolutely under my control. Good, I like it. Now, talking of caged prettiness, when will you marry Marion?
In due course.
Oh, come along, don't be coy. It's not the arrangement, is it?
No, we will marry when the king returns.
Ah, when the king comes. I might have news for you then.
What news?
Do you know, sometimes I don't feed them for all 3 days. Cruel, perhaps, but I find it makes them sing a bit.
What news?
He lets go of the bird.
Oh, excuse me.
I hate the cave. It's going to rain again and it's dry in there. It's dark. And it's, you know, horrible.
We voted, Much.
And you lost 5-1. Yeah, well, I should have 2 votes, because I really don't like the cave. In fact, I should have 3. Because I really, really don't like the cave.
Robin and his men enter the dark cave.
Bats. I hate bats. Bats are rats. Rats with wings.
No, they're intelligent. Bats make noises you cannot hear.
What's the point of that? Noises you can't hear.
But if there was a noise nobody could hear? And then if you were the only person in the world who could hear it, because I am that person. To see sense where others see nonsense. Just like the bat. Take it back. I like the bat. That is my friend. The bat understands me.
Will runs in.
What took you so long? Ha!
Well done. Bread. Good.
Alan wrestles a piece from Much's hand.
All right.
Will? What's the matter?
The king is coming.
Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong, Lucy Griffiths, Richard Armitage, and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy, Sam Troughton, Joe Armstrong, Harry Lloyd, Anjali J. Created by Dominic Minghella and Foz Allen. Written by Dominic Minghella. Directed by Matthew Evans. Produced by Richard Burrow. Episode 12. The Return of the King.
Richard. To England.
Yeah, that'll be right.
It's not a rumour, John. I spoke to Thornton. He heard Gisborne talking.
To England?
To Nottingham. They're saying he's landed at Hull. He's going to come through here on his way to London.
The king? To Nottingham? Oh, this is good, isn't it? The king?
Yes.
Oh, this is a good day. After all, we have bread and the king is coming.
Will you just shut up?
No! This is what we've been waiting for. The sheriff will be ousted and Gisborne. Then Robin can go home, I can go home, Little John.
Little John's an outlaw. We all are.
Robin will pardon you. Obviously.
Will?
Oh, this is great, isn't it? Well, we should have a feast. That's wonderful.
Shut up.
Will.
Oh, excuse me for being pleased that all our prayers are answered.
Tell me.
Will looks at Robin with a concerned expression.
Go on, tell me.
Gisborne is saying... Now the king's coming back, Gisborne is saying...
Gisborne is saying he'll marry Marion.
Will nods.
Ah!
Robin looks at his men and considers.
She'll never go through with it.
Gisborne says the wedding's on Saturday.
Marion is with her father in the garden at home when Gisborne arrives.
Marion. Sir Edward. I bring good news. Something else. No.
No! Oh, what are you doing?
What do you think you're...
When he tries to lift her, she cartwheels through the air away from him.
Sir Guy!
I apologize. I just wanted to sweep you off your feet. Will you come with me to Loxley?
Why?
There's something you should see.
Loxley Manor. Gisborne leads Marion into the house.
Where did Marion?
Thornton.
Come with me, there's something I want to show you.
Upstairs is a chest full of riches.
I'll show you this. My wealth.
Why? I'm not sure what this means.
This means everything. This means that I am a man of substance. Wealth I can provide for you. I'm a man of power. Sheriff and I increasingly with King Prince John. This means that I'm a man of lineage. The Gisborne heritage is a proud one.
He offers her his hand. She steps into the room.
I will be glad to continue that line with you. As my wife.
Something has changed. The king is returning.
Outside, Mudge watches from behind the washing lines as Marion sits on her horse ready to leave. Gisborne places a hand on her horse's flank, then turns away. Just before Marion sets off, she catches Robin's eye and he shakes his head at her. As Marion rides off, Thornton spots Robin coming out from behind the lines of washing.
Mary, others, come on, get on with it. Work to be done.
Thornton approaches Robin.
Robin, I don't know what to say. I am sorry.
Tell me what you know.
The king comes on Saturday. The wedding takes place on Saturday here at Loxley. They're going to decorate the church.
I need you to cast your mind back to my absence. Gisborne was unwell, or so he said. The truth is, he went to the Holy Land to try to kill the king.
Robin, I'd love to say that you were right, but he was here. He was unwell.
But no one was allowed to see him.
Shh! Fever. Contagion. But the physician came every day. I cooked the master's meal every day. The physician took it into him.
No. Who was this physician?
Pitts is his name.
And where does this Pitts live?
In Nottingham now, in Batley Street. But, Robin...
This wedding cannot happen.
Robin picks up his quiver, then leaves with Mudge. Later, Marion's practicing her sword skills beside a tree.
I would prefer if you did not visit my house. Until it is mine again.
Guy wanted to show me my future fortune as Lady Gisborne.
And what? He showed you some trinkets? Made you agree to go along with the wedding?
You know I have no choice. I promised to marry him when the king returned.
Under duress?
Yes, under duress. Proving my loyalty to save my life and my father's.
A promise made under duress is no promise at all.
And what? You think I should just back out and Guy will smile and release me? If he knew I'd betrayed him, if he knew I was the night watchman, he would lash out, and not just at me, at my father.
Robin paces away.
Why do you always do this?
What?
Use your father as an excuse for doing nothing.
Because my father needs me.
And you need him.
Because without him, you would have to make a choice.
Oh, very well, then. I am making a choice. I'm choosing to marry Gisborne. Is that what you want me to say?
I will deal with this.
How?
I will expose him as the liar and the traitor that he is. Then you will not have to marry him.
Robin, please do not make this more difficult than it already is.
But you do not love him!
He has qualities!
What qualities?
Yeah, I believe his feelings for me are genuine. He has wealth and security.
What do you mean wealth? You're supposed to be the night watchman.
You should steal from Gisborne and give to the poor. Please. Not acquire wealth yourself.
Do not tell me what I should be doing, please.
Robin.
Look at me. Look at me. I will deal with this.
Robin, can't you see that you're upsetting Marion?
Marion strides past her father into the house, and a gloomy Robin moves away.
I must leave for Merton. Will you be all right?
You have some scheme?
The sheriff has a scheme. I think he intends to kill the king in Nottingham. He cannot risk losing the Shire. I must act. Merton is loyal to me and to the king. He will help.
And my marriage. I must go through with it. A man must protect his king. A man must fight for his king.
If I could protect you and the king, I would.
I know. Anyway, I have a plan of my own.
What? The Night Watchman?
One final fling, something to make me feel more comfortable in my marriage.
Edward rests his hands on her shoulders.
You are my world. You know that.
I am marrying a man I do not love. There are worse things in heaven and earth. And I am glad and proud that you are my father. My wonderful, honourable father.
Edward touches her cheek tenderly, then turns away. Later, Marion takes off her ring and hides it under a candle. Then she passes through into a curtained-off part of her chamber. She comes to stand in front of a mannequin, which holds her night watchman's cloak and eye mask.
Babley Street. Yeah, the physicians.
Little John pulls open a locked door.
Master, all clear.
While his men keep a lookout, Robin sneaks up to the house.
The physician's on his way.
Let's see what Pitts has to say about Gisborne's illness.
I was thinking. We spend our lives skulking, hiding in shadows. I've grown used to it. It'll be strange when it's over.
Hard to imagine.
Well, soon it will be real. Gisborne is exposed. Robin will be restored. Then I will have my lodge, my bond church.
Robin!
Alan, what are you doing?
Me? I'll live in my lodge. Yeah, you know, servants and that.
What about you?
Carpentry, I suppose. Wood.
There's Pitts.
The physician is returning home with two baskets of food. Alan knocks on the window ledge to alert Robin. Pitts enters his house, puts down his provisions, then pours himself a drink from a jug. He's about to take a sip when he sees Robin staring at him from across the room and Jack giving him a little wave.
I have nothing of value.
What was the trick?
What trick?
You are the physician who treated Guy of Gisborne and Locksley a year ago.
You're Robin.
What was the trick?
There was no trick.
I see. So tell me. What illness did he have?
What, difficult to say. Fever? Contagion? The humour's out of balance?
Do not lie. My humours are out of balance.
He was very ill. He is lucky to be alive.
I do not have time for this. You tell me the truth.
You're a peace lover. I have heard. You will not harm me.
Robin throws a knife.
You think you do Gisborne an innocent favour. You do not. This is a matter of treason. Admit your part now, and when King Richard returns, I will speak for you.
I established a quarantine. The servants prepared their master's meals. I took the meals into him. I sat there for an hour at a time, ate the meals myself. Brought out empty dishes.
You're a fool.
Meant no harm. The guy had business in London.
He had business in the Holy Land. He tried to kill the king.
I had no idea. Forgive me. What can I do?
Master! Soldiers!
I will require you to speak in evidence before the king.
Really? Do you think I... Yes.
Good decision.
Having pulled his knife out of the beam just above Pitts's head, Robin then leaves with his men. A hint of a smile creeps across the physician's face. Nighttime at Locksley Manor. The night watchman creeps past a guard, then punches him in the face. Then, with a series of cartwheels, the night watchman knocks out another soldier, then gently eases him down to the ground. Safely disguised, Arion tiptoes into the house and sees Gisborne sitting in a room. She creeps upstairs and enters the chamber with his treasure chest. She kneels down and opens the chest's lid. As she's busy scooping the riches into a sack, downstairs, one of the guards is coming too. At Knighton Hall, Robin's outside her window.
Marion. Marion! The torches are on, but there's no one home.
Oh, that's not much.
Yeah, very funny.
Where is she?
Maybe she's run away to avoid Marion Gisborne.
Not Marion. She's not the running kind.
Well, let's come back tomorrow.
It can wait.
I know where she is. Quick, she's stealing Gisborne's money.
Oh, good work.
At Locksley Manor.
Sir Guy, the night watchman.
Gisborne hurries upstairs to the chamber, but Marion manages to bar the door in the nick of time.
Open up. There's no escape.
Get me an axe. You two outside. Cover the windows in case he jumps.
Marion grabs the sack, then hurries to the window. As guards take up positions down below, Gisborne attacks the door with an axe. She spins round and stares at the door. Rooted to the spot, she watches as Gisborne slips his hands through a gap and briefly catches her eye.
Time to play, Night Watchman.
Suddenly, Robin and his men swarm in.
Mind if I join in?
Locksley!
Have you heard the news? I'm to marry Marion.
The chamber door swings open, and Marion steps out, still in disguise. All eyes turn on her.
I will think about you when I take her to the marriage bed.
Marion lashes out at Gisborne. He tumbles down the stairs, then hits back with a punch to her belly. Seeing her falter, Robin steps in.
Get the money!
He pulls Marion out.
I've got it!
Go, go!
Alan's the last to withdraw.
Good night, gents.
Whittle, twos and threes, you know where to meet!
The outlaws disappear into the night. Gisborne's hand is covered with blood, and he's holding a small dagger with a distinctive curved blade.
Gotcha.
At daybreak, Robin runs to the top of a slope in the forest. Marion staggers a little way behind him, having taken off her hood and mask.
What do you think you're doing? This night watchman business will be the death of you.
These are my last days as the night watchman. I will not be able to do it when I am at Locksley.
You do not have to go back to Locksley. I told you.
You do not have to marry him.
I have no choice.
No! I was coming to tell you. I have the proof I need. The physician will talk. I found him and he agreed to give evidence. He did not treat Gisborne. Gisborne was not there. He was in the Holy Land.
And he will say this in public? Really? Thank you. I do not know how to thank you.
I'll think of something. Come on.
Marion suddenly collapses to the ground in pain.
Robin.
Marion?
Little John steps into the dark, dripping cave where the others are huddled around a campfire. He throws down his staff and whips off his cloak.
No sign of anyone.
I don't understand. Where are they?
John! John!
Robin appears at the entrance carrying Marion in his arms. The others rush over to help.
I've got her. All right.
Gisborne stabbed her.
What?
In the belly.
It is a shallow wound, not serious. We need dry bedding. She needs to get dry.
Get a light.
Here. John! John!
I need clean water to wash the wound.
Here.
Do you have wine?
A little.
For the pain?
Yes.
Jack touches Marion's wound.
This is not long. What did he use?
I don't know. I thought he punched her.
A dagger. Can you feel this?
Should you be pressing there?
I need to look inside. Wine.
Yeah.
Marion takes a drink.
This will hurt. Are you brave? Do it. Keep breathing. Good.
She will be all right.
Jack nods.
I need to sew. Give me a needle.
This needle is thick and blunt. Are you prepared?
Just the way you said it. Give it to me.
Robin passes the needle to Jack, then she begins to sew. Will's with Alan, who's going through the bag of loot.
Look at this! Some great stuff!
The others will be waiting for us.
Yeah. You thinking what I'm thinking?
No.
Well, if you're not thinking it, how do you know what it is?
I don't think like you do.
I'm not being funny, maybe you should. What, you think Robin's going to need us when he's a lord again? Yeah? It's all right for them, isn't it, much with this lodge? What are we going to have?
This should go to the poor.
That's us now. Look, we were outlaws, right? We had a job. We got nothing now. We are the poor. You know what this is?
What?
Severance pay.
Right? Yes, thank you, Jack.
I'm sorry.
Why?
I did not think you would be so brave.
Jack climbs down from Marion's makeshift bed, then moves away, leaving Marion and Robin alone. He sits nearby, sharpening an arrow.
Any sign of Adnan or Will?
No.
Well, bad news is you've been stabbed. But the good news is you don't have to marry the man that stabbed you.
And what will happen?
When the king comes to Nottingham, I'll make an entrance. He will let me speak. He trusts me. I will present the evidence. The physician will corroborate it and Gisborne will be done for.
Well, will he hang?
Yes. Marion, this is a man who would force you to marry him. A man who tried to kill the king. A man who stabbed you.
Even so, I will never support hanging. What? Oh, tell me.
He looks at her sadly.
I think you feel for him.
He's a human being.
Hardly. You are stirred by him.
Stirred?
He said it. And he was right, wasn't he?
Grow up.
Well, this morning when you thought you had to marry him, you were happily resigned to your fate. His qualities and his genuine feelings.
I was trying to be brave.
But why? This whole Night Watchman thing, it's...
What whole Night Watchman thing? I am only doing what you do, but with more intelligence.
You would have thought you would have learned by now. Every time you go out, you get arrested, or stabbed, or betrothed. You should stay at home and do your embroidery.
Marion lets out a hollow laugh, then looks away. Gathering up his things, Robin pauses.
I did not mean that.
You know, even my father, who is old and infirm and has a lot more to lose than you do, even he supports me more than you do.
Marion, you need to sleep.
Daytime in the forest. Much is on all fours, blowing on the fire under a cooking pot. Jack comes over and sits down nearby with some berries.
You think Marion want anything to eat?
What is it girls eat?
Special girls' food.
You know what I mean.
Ask her yourself what she wants to eat.
Still asleep. I gave her a nudge earlier, but she didn't wake up.
Really? Still?
In the cave, Marion's lying motionless with her eyes closed, while Robin sits at her bedside with his head lowered.
Marion, wake up!
She said to let her sleep.
This is not sleeping. This is her body shutting down. Gisborne's knife has caused damage inside and must open her wound. Marion! Marion!
She slaps her face.
I didn't feel well. I need clean instruments.
What instruments?
You stay here. Hold her hand. I'll be quick. Do not let her sleep.
Marion. Marion. Marion!
Jack returns to the clearing where Much is about to cook an egg.
Is she awake?
Only just.
Now, does she want an egg or does she want some bacon? She can't have both. I don't care who she is.
Pray to your God and to mine. She is going to die.
Die? What do you mean, die?
Her face. I've seen that look 1,000 times before.
Oh. What do we do?
I need hot water. I need clean instruments. Knives.
Yes,
Come here. Grind this into a fine paste. Now.
Yes, now.
I should go home. My father will be worried.
All in good time.
I'm a nuisance.
Yes, you are.
You're supposed to say no.
And you should be at home doing your embroidery.
Right. Here is the paste. And the instruments are coming. And Jack is coming. And I'm sure.
I am sure is reassuring. I am sure is not.
I am sure. It's just Jack is very...
He's very what?
I'll shut up.
Good idea.
Yeah, I'll go. Drink this. All of it.
Much hurries out.
What can Jack have told him? This is not good, is it? Tell me. The truth.
Maybe not so good. Here.
As Marion takes a drink from Much's flask, Jack returns.
I will cut you open. If I can find the damage, I will sew it up.
What are my chances?
If I do not do this, none.
If I do, very little. My father treated the wounded in the battlefield. He said never lie to a wounded man.
Or was it never lie to a dying man?
He said that too.
Jack hurries out again, and Marion turns to a concerned-looking Robin.
So? Never lie to a dying man.
You are not going to die. And I have never lied to you.
Oh, come on. We have never once spoken the truth to each other.
Now is not the time to argue.
Oh, do not tell me when it is the time to argue. What?
Well, I do not think there can be much wrong with you.
I am serious. We have never once spoken the truth to each other. For instance, I call you a fool when I mean you are a hero. I criticize your actions and then mimic them myself as the Night Watchman. I chastise Robin Hood.
Shh.
I will not be shushed. These might be my last words.
No, they will not be. They cannot be. Because we should be together. I should never have left you. I should never have gone to war. It was a mistake. And you were right. I wanted glory. But believe me, the battlefield is the last place you will find it.
You would always regretted it if you hadn't gone.
But not as much as I regret going. Not as much as I regret losing you. Marion, I should not have gone.
I love you, you love me. We all love each other. Drink the wine.
Gently, Robin lifts Marion's head up so she can take a sip. Jack gets ready to operate.
Robin, hold her.
It's too...
Master?
I cannot reach it without causing further damage.
Master?
Robin, press here. Stop the bleeding.
Ignoring much, Robin does as Jack tells him.
I cannot!
What?
I'm not trained. I don't have the right instruments. I can't do it.
Much, put your finger here.
Me?
Yes, you. Come on. I need to get the physician.
And there is no time.
Make me time.
Be quick.
Here.
Yes!
Robin leaves Much and Jack tending to the unconscious Marion. Alan and Will are still in the forest.
There, this is it. Great North Road.
So which way are we going to go? Back to the cave? Or pastures new?
What if they need our help? The others.
What for? They got away. Where'd your old man go? And your brother when they ran away?
Scarborough. My Auntie Annie.
Well... I wouldn't mind meeting your Auntie Annie. What do you reckon? You know what I was thinking? I was thinking Robin would want this for us. He would. He'd want the best for us.
Will takes Alan's flask and drinks from it. As Alan sets off along the track, Will looks back the way they came and lets out a sigh. He takes another drink, then hurries to catch up with Alan. Robin dismounts his still-moving horse outside the physician's house.
Pete! Pete!
Yes, yes, what is it?
I need your help. A friend of mine has been stabbed. She's close to death.
Bring her here.
I cannot. I will take you to her. I've brought you a horse.
Well, where is she? I need to know, in case anybody needs...
We must leave now. There is no time.
All right, let me get my things.
Pitts goes upstairs and starts packing his medical bag.
Hurry up!
No, don't worry, my friend! Everything is under control!
Rushing to the window, Pitts manages to get the attention of two soldiers nearby. Then he returns to his packing.
Hurry! Come on!
Pitts finishes, then hurries to the stairs.
Hurry up!
Pitts lifts up his bag and all the contents spill out.
Sorry.
Robin starts picking things up.
Bandages.
Pitts picks up the last of the bandages, then grabs his coat and follows Robin outside. One of the soldiers notices their departure and draws the other soldiers' attention to it. They leave their posts. Meanwhile, in the cave...
I'm not doing anything, I'm just pressing, right?
Yes, there's not much else we can do. The physician has the instruments.
Should I be able to feel a heartbeat?
Yes.
Mutch gives Jack a worried look and she hurries over to Marion. After checking her eyes, Jack brings her fist down hard on Marion's chest.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You'll hurt her!
Trust me, Mutch! Where she is, she cannot feel a thing!
Riding after Robin, Pitts leaves a trail of bandages in his wake.
Come on, Marion!
Robin and Pitts thunder towards the cave, where Jack repeatedly thumps Marion on the chest.
Yes! Yes!
Allah be praised!
Allah be praised!
Allah be praised!
Oh, how did you do that?
Put your finger back in! Now! This will happen again. Where is the physician? I cannot wait.
Jack, go on.
Now outside the cave, Pitts keeps looking behind him.
Watch! John!
How is she?
Alive.
Pitts follows Robin in.
You have to save her.
Science is advanced, but we're always in the hands of the Lord.
Here.
Give her this. It's a draft for surgery. Put a little on her tongue.
Pitts looks about him, preoccupied.
She has a dagger wound near the liver. A leaking blood vessel. I have sewn it up.
You've been trained?
A little.
Good, good. Then you've probably saved her life.
She has saved her life.
If you agree, I can close up the wound.
Very good. Close away.
Do you have clean needle, thread, cloth?
Oh, yes.
As Pitts opens up his medical bag, Robin notices that there are no longer any bandages inside. When he looks down at Pitts suspiciously, the physician almost seems to be aware of his gaze.
Excuse me.
Robin walks out of the cave past Little John, who looks over his shoulder at him curiously. Robin runs out into the forest, then pauses to take in his surroundings. He carries on a little further, then stops when he finds a bandage lying on the forest floor. Keeping his eyes peeled, he picks up the bandage, then sprints off with it. He comes down a slope where another bandage is caught in a tree. On his guard, he takes a quick look around, then picks up this bandage and runs off with it as well. Nearby, he finds a third bandage hanging from a branch and pulls it off. Hearing the dogs and horses, he runs off back the way he came.
Watch! John! Your weapons down! Why?
Unless I am badly mistaken, the Sheriff and Gisborne will arrive at any moment. We'll be surrounded.
What? We've got to run!
We cannot run! I cannot run! Marion.
We do not run.
We are trapped in a cave and surrounded. We're all gonna die!
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
John takes up position at the entrance, while Mutch throws something to the ground with frustration.
Alan. Where is Alan? And Will! Where are they? I thought if I survived the Holy Land, then I would die by the fire in Loxley, not in some forest, in some poxy cave!
Mutch!
What?
Let me think!
Pitts is laughing in the shadows.
You.
What did you think? That Gisborne did not tell me that one day somebody might come asking about his alibi, that we did not have a plan in place for just this occasion?
The charade is over. Your friend is dead.
Dead?
Dead.
Little John stops Pitts with a blow to his stomach. When Robin goes to approach Marion, Jack turns to him with tears in her eyes.
Robin. I'm sorry.
She moves away from the bedside, hesitates beside him for a moment, then leaves him looking across at Marion's pale, lifeless body. Close to the cave, Mutch and Little John take up positions behind rocks as the horses draw nearer. Robin lets out an anguished sob as he looks down at Marion. Then, with a few steps, he closes the gap between them and kneels down at her bedside. He cups her face in his hands and caresses her cheek.
Marion!
He leans forward and kisses her on the lips. Then he draws back, buries his face in his arms, and sobs his heart out. Robin slowly lifts up his head, an intense look of hatred burning in his eyes. To be continued.